This is Utah Phillips.
Mark Twain said, "Those of you who are inclined to worry have the widest selection in history." Why complain? Try to do something about it. You know, it's going on 9 months now since I decided that I was going to declare that I am a candidate for the presidency of the United States. Oh, yes, I'm going to run. I shopped around for a party. Well, I looked at the Republicans. Decided talking to a conservative is like talking to your refrigerator. You know, the light goes on, the light goes off. It's not going to do anything that isn't built into it. And I'm not going to talk to a conservative anymore than I talk to my damn refrigerator. Working for the Democratic Party now, that's kind of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. So I created my own party. It's called the Sloth and Indolence Party. I'm running as an anarchist candidate in the best sense of that word. I have studied the presidency carefully. I have seen that our best presidents were the do-nothing presidents, Millard Fillmore, Warren G. Harding. When you have a president who does things, we are all in serious trouble. If he does anything at all, if he gets up at night to go to the bathroom, somehow mystically trouble will ensue. I guarantee that if I am elected, I will take over the White House, hang out, shoot pool, scratch my ass, and not do a damn thing. Which is to say, if you want something done, don't come to me to do it for you. You gotta get together and figure out how to do it yourselves. For Frying Pan Jack, who's alive, and the oldest of the old out there in Albany, Oregon. Frying Pan Jack settled out off of the train, the great tramp. He got scared. He always told me if I get afraid to walk into a railroad yard, a makeup yard, it'll be time to quit. He used to carry a spike ball handle in his vindle, his bedroll, balloon, he called it, to fend off the ne'er-do-wells, but you know, the way it's gotten to be on the skids now, young, mean drunks and drug money. And so they prey off the old poor down under the railroad bridges. And so they tend to settle out and stay in one place where they feel safe. You see, he feels safe in this bar over in Albany, Oregon. If you want to find Frying Pan Jack, that's where you look for him. We shared a camp down there in Oroville, at the foot of the Feather River Canyon, coming out of Keddy on the Western Pacific. Keddy, up at the top of the canyon, still has a wooden water tower. It's never been torn down, and you can camp under it. Anybody ever been there? Up in the High Sierra? Well, it's beautiful. Jack and I were in that camp. That's where he said to me, you know, he'd been tramping since 1927. Said, I told myself in 27, if I cannot dictate the conditions of my labor, I will henceforth cease to work. You don't have to go to college to figure these things out, no sir. He said, I learned when I was young that the only true life I have is the life of my brain. But if it's true the only real life I have is the life of my brain, what sense does it make to hand that brain to somebody for 8 hours a day for their particular use on the presumption that at the end of the day they will give it back in an unmutilated condition? Fat chance. So he built that big Montana bedroll, started piping the stem, panhandling, you know. Head full of words and songs. He didn't write songs and poems. He found them and scattered them abroad. For people like me to find and put to work again. He was old enough to remember the sway rods under the boxcars, riding the rods. Frying Pan Jack, the two bums. The bum on the rods is hunted down as an enemy of mankind. The other is driven around to his club as feted, wined, and dined. And they who curse the bum on the rods as the essence of all that's bad will greet the other with a winning smile and extend the hand so glad. The bum on the rods is a social flea who gets an occasional bite. The bum on the plush is a social leech, blood-sucking day and night. The bum on the rods has a load so light that his weight we scarcely feel. But it takes the labor of dozens of folks to furnish the other a meal. As long as we sanction the bum on the plush, the other will always be there. But rid ourselves of the bum on the plush and the other will disappear. Then make an intelligent, organized kick. Get rid of the wasted crush. Don't worry about the bum on the rods. Get rid of the bum on the plush.
That was Burn on the Rod. Before that, we had Candidacy from Utah Phillips. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.